It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The bad economy has brought about one definite change in Americans' behavior. People are saving like they have not saved in decades. It represents a major shift from the buy now, pay later attitude that prevailed in this country for generations. Today, we're looking at how saving has become a necessity even for some trendsetters in Los Angeles. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on a fashionista who's trying to keep her life in the fast lane while on a budget.
After losing her job at the newly defunct Teen magazine last month, Gigi Hukuk has been blogging about trendy shoes for LuckyToes.com.
I'm what they call a fashion dictator, so I get to pick which ones should be featured, and then I talk about why they're cool.
She's wearing a gorgeous pair of black patent leather ankle boots with gold buttons, samples from a photo shoot. And she's got on Prada eyeglasses, which were a gift from a publicist. These days, it's all about the freebies. On this afternoon, Gigi's at the Style House in L.A.'s Garment District called Chic Little Devil.
Yes, I love this dress right here. This Manouche dress. It's a French line. It's layers of ruffled silk beauty. And I want to wear that.
But this is hardly the confession of a shopaholic. Gigi sighs as she holds up the designer dress that retails for $542.
I can't rationalize spending that kind of money. Although in the past, it's like, you know, if you have seen a pair of shoes that you really, really want, and they are like, you know, whatever, over $200, you might invest in it, but it's a guilty feeling after you buy it. That's not happening for me these days.
The devil may wear Prada, but Gigi dresses in off-the-rack clothes she bought a few years ago from places like Forever 21. Or she borrows clothes, or she makes her own.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Still, she manages to have a fun, exciting lifestyle on a budget. She has friends who invite her to the symphony or events like this networking luncheon on a rooftop terrace.
I'm saving money by having a free lunch. I'm still on, like, press lists, so I still get invited to things.
Like a lot of people in L.A., she can still look the part of a fashionista, even though she's broke. Back at the Santa Monica apartment she shares with two roommates, Gigi opens her closet to reveal a pile of footwear.
Yes, I have gold Wonder Woman boots,
which she says she was gifted while working at the magazine. Also in her bedroom are plastic bins filled with used sweaters she bought at the Goodwill thrift store for $2 a piece. She cuts them up and sews them into eclectic bohemian scarves that sell for $80 a pop.
I started to gift them to the celebrities that we shot at Teen. So I have pictures of Miley Cyrus wearing them and Zac Efron and Emma Roberts and Vanessa Hudgens.
But until her scarf business takes off and she gets more fashion writing gigs, Gigi is pinching every penny so she won't have to leave L.A. and move in with her parents. So gone are the things this 37-year-old single girl once indulged in. No more mani-pedis, no more facials or massages, no more getting her blonde hair highlighted.
I now have natural color hair. Color by God.
The bottled water delivery? Canceled. Movies? She goes to free screenings or checks out DVDs from the public library. That's where she uses the free internet, too. But no more Starbucks.
I downgraded my coffee. My sister was feeling very sorry for me this morning. I told her, I'm like, yeah, I buy you, Ben, now. She's like, oh, Gigi, that is so sad.
Gigi asked her gym to freeze her membership. Instead of taking her $17 ballet classes, she now exercises at the Pay What You Can Power Yoga Studio and does Tai Chi in the park for free. Gigi told her friends she could no longer go to their birthday parties at pricey restaurants. These days she cooks at home and shops for value packs of food to freeze, just like her mother used to do. And she sticks to a budget, just like her dad taught her to do.
Living smart, the way you should live. And it wasn't the way that I was always living.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.